At the movies this week, we'll discover more robotic battles from Michael Bay. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. In 2007, director Michael Bay took a popular cartoon series and toy line and turned it into the big, noisy, and remarkably lucrative Transformers franchise. And with the fifth film in the series, Transformers: The Last Night, he continues to expand an already overcrowded franchise with more robotic history and folklore. Transformers: The Last Night finds humans battling against the Transformers, who continue to find their way to Earth. Mark Wahlberg's Cade Yeager is one of the robots' only allies, keeping them hidden and protected in a junkyard in the Badlands. Meanwhile, Optimus Prime, voiced by Peter Cullen, returns to his dying home planet of Cybertron in search of answers. And in order to rescue the planet, he must return to Earth and search for an important artifact from the Transformers' long and storied history on the planet. Now, with each new installment in the Transformers franchise, it seems to get bigger, crazier, and more needlessly complex, tacking on more characters, more plot lines, and more backstory. After a decade of Transformers movies, though, it's hard to come up with new things to say about each new release, because they're basically more of the same. The story is so crazy and complicated that it's best not to try to make sense of it all. And honestly, it doesn't really matter. Bay's just in it for the sophomoric one-liners and the massive robot action. Sadly, however, the film thinks it's a whole lot funnier than it really is, and the massive robot action is so massive that it ends up feeling tedious and repetitive, crossing the line from big and exciting to overdone and exhausting. The only bright spot here is Wahlberg, who continues to have fun with the insanity of it all. But he's not nearly enough to make this robotic monstrosity worth 2.5 hours of your time. But is it worth returning to battle with Bay and his robots? Probably not. Transformers: The Last Night is once again over the top and messy, overstuffed with corny jokes and action sequences. If you're really in the mood for a Transformers movie, you can just as well save your money and rewatch one of the earlier installments instead. It gets a D. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. Michael Bay has reportedly said that this is his last Transformers movie, at least for now. He said the same thing following the release of the second Transformers film, Transformers: Revenge of the Fallen, in 2009. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including the corny stoner comedy of Ripped, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.